www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Wishing you the very best of the Christmas season, this is WCNO. Thank you.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasaire Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Our society has come a long way from Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons. For those of you who have no idea who they are, they were young people who actually said things like, "No, ma'am," and "Yes, sir." Today we've got kids suing their parents, calling 911 when threatened with discipline, and even divorcing their parents. Isn't it interesting that when television and other forms of media portrayed respectful, wholesome children, the nation had a much higher percentage of respectful, wholesome children? Nowadays, television and movies are full of self-empowered kids with little or no use for their parents. Take one Friday night stroll through the mall and you'll see a mirror image of the media. The question today is, how do children develop these attitudes and behaviors? I want to introduce you to two gates. One is the eye gate and the other is the ear gate. Everything that flows through either of these two gates becomes an indelible memory in a child's mind. On top of that, the media openly promotes sexuality, violence, and disrespect, and current technology has taken it to a whole new level. Our children are literally barraged with compromised messages of morality. Many children are left to themselves for a few hours after school because both parents must work. But the simple truth is found in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15. A child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Our adversary is a master strategist and willing to wait patiently, even years, to see the effects of sin begin to take root in a teenager's life. James chapter 1, verse 15 says, "When desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." So, how is desire conceived? This happens the first time a young boy sees pornography on the internet. It happens the first time a young girl is left in a compromising situation with her new boyfriend. Now, you may be thinking, I can't control every waking moment of my child's life. Well, that's true, you can't. But that's a far cry from where many parents are today when it comes to overseeing their children's activities and what they're exposed to. As parents, we cannot control every aspect of our children's lives, but we are responsible for creating a controlled environment for our children in their formable years. You can make a difference in the next generation by the way you raise your child today. I don't think anyone actually names their son Beaver these days, but we can still train them to say "No, ma'am," and "Yes, sir." That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
A portion of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten locally by Larry McLean Painting Incorporated, serving the Treasure Coast since 1976 in commercial and residential painting services, pressure cleaning, shake roof renewal, tile roof painting, deck ceiling or refinishing, and complete interior or exterior painting. Licensed and insured, Larry McLean Painting is available at 772-223-9000. That's 772-223-9000. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, a proud corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a 50-scene, old-fashioned diner that takes you back to the old days where you can enjoy a fresh burger, fries, and a malt, or a cheesesteak that you've been looking for but couldn't find. Every Thursday from 5:30 to 8 at Highway 55, you can see the cars of yesteryear. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, is located at 4007 Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Parr Drive. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries.
When God says wait, He's got our best interest at heart. He wants to provide our needs. delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Because if I'm delighted in Him, I'm going to be obedient to Him. If I'm delighted in Him, I can trust Him. I can commit it to Him. I can rest in Him. I can wait. If I'm really delighted in Him, I know He's going to do what He promised to do, so I don't have to be fretting about it.
Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." We all want our longings to be fulfilled, but we often bypass the critical first part of that verse. Today on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, he helps us understand what it means to be delighted in the Lord.